Once upon a time, seven men from the same village went out fishing together. They were all good friends, and their names were Tom, Matt, and Harry, Jack, Will, Ned, and Sam. When they came to the big river, they each chose a safe place to fish from. "Let's spread out," said Tom. "That way we will all catch more fish. I'm going to fish from the bridge." Matt went a long way down the river and fished from the right bank. Harry went a long way up the river and fished from the left bank. Jack fished from under a willow tree. Will leaned against a large rock. Ned climbed into an old boat. Sam waded across to a small island. In the late afternoon, it was time to go home, and they all met together on the bridge. They were very pleased with themselves, because each man had caught one or two large fish. They walked back up the road to the village, singing loudly. "One man went to fish a river. One man and his dog went to fish a river." The song went on for verse after verse. "Six men, five men, four men, three men, two men, one man and his dog went to fish a river." They had just begun the verse, starting, "Seven men went to fish," when Tom called, "Stop! That reminds me. Have the seven of us all come back?" he asked. "We have been fishing in that dangerous river all day. Perhaps one of us fell in and no one noticed." "Tom is right," said Matt. "We must check to see that there are seven of us. Stand in a row, my friends. I will count you to make sure that everyone has come back from the river." Matt counted everyone in the row. Tom, 1. Harry, 2. Jack, 3. Will, 4. Ned, 5. Sam, 6. "Only 6, he said. But he had forgotten to count himself. "One of us is missing. He may be drowned." "How terrible," said Matt. "That can't be right," said Harry. "I will count again to make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But just as Matt had done, Harry forgot to count himself. "Only 6, cried Harry. "Oh, how dreadful! Why did we risk our lives down by the dangerous river?" "I can't believe it," said Jack, and he counted his friends as well. Once again, he forgot to count himself. "Only 6, cried Jack. "It must be true. Oh, what an awful thing to happen." When Will had a turn at counting, he got the same answer. "One of us must have fallen in and been drowned," he wailed. The seven foolish fishermen turned and ran back to the river to search for their lost friend. But although they hunted up and down the river banks, they found no one. They met together on the bridge, and they all began to weep and wail. "What shall we do?" they cried. "What shall we do?" They were all sure that one of their friends had been swept away and drowned in the river. At that moment, young Robin came running along the road. He stopped beside the seven foolish fishermen on the bridge.
"Why are you all weeping and wailing?" asked Robin. "Whatever is the matter?"
"There were seven of us when we set out to fish this morning," explained Ned.
"But now there are only six.
One of us has been drowned." Robin looked carefully at the group on the bridge and smiled to himself.
"I think you should count yourselves again," he said. "Show me why you are so sure that only six of you are standing here on the bridge."
This time, Sam did the counting, as his friends stood in a row. Sam counted very carefully. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he said.
"There, you see," said Tom.
"We all get the same answer. Seven of us set out this morning, but only six of us have come back.
Would you give me a couple of fish if I found your lost friend?" asked Robin. The seven foolish fishermen answered together,
"We would give you all our fish."
"Now," said young Robin, "all get in a row and stand still. When I point to you, you must help me count aloud. Are you ready?"
Robin pointed to Tom first.
"One," called Tom.
Robin pointed to Matt next.
"Two," called Matt.
Robin went down the row and everyone called out in turn.
"Three," called Harry.
4, called Jack.
5, called Will.
6, called Ned.
7, called Sam.
7, they all shouted. 7.
"Thanks, young Robin," said Tom.
"Robin has brains," said Matt.
"No one has been drowned," called Harry.
"Hooray,"
shouted the seven foolish fishermen.
"Here you are, Robin. Take our fish," and they tied all the fish together in a bundle for Robin to carry home.
Then the seven foolish fishermen went home together, and as they went, they sang.
Seven men went to fish a river. Seven men, six men, five men, four men, three men, two men, one man and his dog went to fish a river.
Perhaps they are still singing and still learning how to count.